The good thing is that she kept talking, so I didn't have to really respond to that. And I always have a good response for something that I don't know. Like if somebody says, hey, I won the lottery. Oh, that's great. And like in sales, right? You want to build rapport.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right. So this is Javier Hinojo with the Naked Truth. I want to talk about the first flip that I ever did. I sold it to an adult film actress, aka porn star. Let's call it what it is. So it was our first flip. And I didn't really know anything about real estate. It was a house here in North Carolina. It was about $300,000 house, 320, something like that, low 300s. But for the area, it was a good price. So we knew we were going to sell it. Let me tell you how we got it. We were taking my partner and I were taking a course, you know, through the Rich Dad Poor Dad. It was like the beginning course. I think they called it Momentum. And not even halfway through our online class, we saw this property value, or just on the MLS, actually drop like 20K. The seller dropped the price. And that was the third price drop. You know, it was multiple price drops. And so we're like, hey, let's go ahead and get it. Let's offer like another 30K less. So we came in even lower, and then we agreed on a price. I don't remember the number, but I'm assuming it was like $15,000, $20,000 even less. So we got around $215,000, $220,000. That was our purchase price. And we had about a $40,000 to $50,000 rehab. Actually, it was $35,000. And it just kept creeping up. It's always going to take longer. It's going to cost more at the beginning, right? If you don't have the experience. So, you know, we rehabbed it, took us more money, took us twice as long. We probably ended up spending about $50,000, $55,000. And you know, even trying to buy it, right? We didn't really know, like, what a HUD was, how much the closing costs were going to be, where did we get insurance from, when did we get insurance, when did start title search with the attorney or title company. So it was just going through the flow, right? Every single line item of the HUD, had no idea. Prorated taxes, I mean, forgot to change the utilities when we bought it, go to the contract, went to go work, and we didn't have any utilities on. I mean, it was, anyways, total mess. But when I met the buyers, it was this young lady. She was probably in her mid-20s and very pretty, you know, just blonde, short hair. And then I met her husband. I'm like, man, little short, chubby Asian guy. And I'm like, man, he's not very good looking. You know, I'm like, it must not be his money because it's only $300,000. He must be a really nice guy, you know? So I'm like, yeah, that's good for him, you know? Good for him. Anyway, so the day of closing, we get a call because we took the fridge. I mean, I didn't know, right? On the contract, it said, on the purchase contract, it said refrigerator to convey. I'm like, what the hell does convey mean? You know, does that mean like convoy? I mean, I got to convoy the fridge out of here. So I convoyed the fridge out. I took it with me and get a call back from the agent saying, hey, you took a refrigerator, take it back. I'm like, oh, all right. I didn't know. So there we go. I'm going with at that time, it was my 19-year-old, my Russian boy, Ivan. And so I'm with my son. We're taking the fridge back and he's connecting it. And she was talking to a carpet company or installer, and he walks away, he leaves, and she grabs out a cigarette right in the kitchen, turns it on. And she's like, man, $5,000 to change the carpet downstairs. It was brand new carpet, but she didn't like the color. And I'm like, yeah, it seems a little bit high. And then she took a puff of her cigarette, I guess. I don't know. I don't smoke. And she looks at me and she says, that's a lot of dick I have to suck. And I'm like, what? Like my eyes opened up and I see my Russian boy in the back. And she's like, double take, like look twice. His English is good, but it's not his first language. So he like did a double take. And like, did he hear that right? Like he saw my face. So he knew that he heard what he heard. Anyways, the good thing is that she kept talking. So I didn't have to really respond to that. And I always have a good response for something that I don't know. Like if somebody says, hey, I won the lottery. Oh, that's great. And like in sales, right? You want to build rapport and you want people to feel comfortable with you. So you're like, oh yeah, that's great. We deal with that situation quite often. Or like my dog got ran over, so I'm selling my house. You say, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, we deal with situations of loss quite often, or whatever it is, right? You want to build rapport and empathy, compassion, good or bad. That was the only time I couldn't say, I couldn't use that line. Like, oh, happens to me quite often. Like, no, that's not. It was the only time I've been able to use it. Anyways, but after she stopped talking, you know, the only thing I come up with was like, I need to raise money. Maybe she got money. So I'm talking to myself. I'm like, oh, so what do you guys do for your retirement? You know, I was trying to see if I can raise some money. Going back, I probably would have said something different. I don't know what I would have said. It was a very interesting experience. Then before we left, my 19-year-old was like, Dad, can I get a selfie? I'm like, hell no, you can't get a selfie. Are you kidding me? Mom's going to kill us. She'll kill you, then she'll kill me. So that is my story of my very first flip, how I sold it to a porn star. Oh, and we make some money. I think we made like 17, 20K, something like that. So it wasn't a lot, but it was our first flip. And that got us rolling. And that is my story. That is definitely the naked truth, for sure. Time consuming, it can be very scary. It could be like trying to get somewhere without a roadmap. So that's why I created this due diligence list when I buy a property. When I buy an apartment building, or even a mobile home park, you can use it for mostly pretty much any commercial property. But this one specifically is for a multifamily. It could be a 6-unit, it could be a 600 unit. You can use it for what you like. So go ahead and sign up, put your name, email. I'll send you the free link to my due diligence. This is what I've used to buy hundreds and hundreds of units, if not thousands of units. So sign up, you get my link. You get an Excel sheet as well. And also we use the software, project management software, monday.com. Feel free to sign up for a free trial. I do have an affiliate link. You don't pay any extra. They just pay me a small fee. Don't have to use it. You have the Excel spreadsheet, but if you use monday.com, it's actually a lot better, a lot smoother, a lot prettier, and you can do a whole bunch of other stuff. There's even a video there I created in the link. So check the link, sign up, and this is my giveaway for you guys. Thank you so much. Take care.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.